It's the Reader's Notebook for Friday, August 11th, 2017. Today is the birthday of English novelist and short story writer Angus Wilson, born at Bexhill in Sussex in 1913. He was awarded the 1958 James Tait Black Memorial Prize for his novel The Middle Age of Mrs. Eliot, and later he received a knighthood for his accomplishments in literature. He was born to an English father and South African mother and educated at Westminster School and Merton College, Oxford. In 1937, he became librarian at the British Museum's Department of Printed Books, working on the new general catalog. During World War II, he worked in the Royal Navy section at the code-breaking establishment Bletchley Park, translating Italian codes. The work situation at Bletchley was stressful and led to a nervous breakdown, for which he was successfully treated. After that, he returned to the British Museum, and his life returned to an even keel. Wilson's first publication was a collection of short stories, The Wrong Set, in 1949, followed quickly by the daring novel Hemlock and After, which was a great success, prompting invitations for him to lecture in Europe. He worked as a reviewer, and in 1955 he resigned from the British Museum to write full-time, although his financial situation certainly did not justify his doing so. He also removed to Suffolk. He was instrumental in getting Colin Wilson's first novel published in 1956, and from 1957 he gave lectures further afield, in Japan, Switzerland, Australia, and the United States. He was appointed a commander of the Order of the British Empire in 1968 and received many literary honors in the succeeding years. He was knighted in 1980 and was president of the Royal Society of Literature from 1982 to 1988. His remaining years, sadly, were affected by ill health, and he died of a stroke at a nursing home in Suffolk on May 31, 1991, at age 77. Wilson's writing, which has a strongly satirical vein, expresses his concern with preserving a liberal, humanistic outlook in the face of fashionable but rigid social structures. Several of his books were adapted successfully for television. He was professor of English literature at the University of East Anglia from 1966 to 1978 and helped to establish their creative writing course at the master's level in 1970, which was then a groundbreaking literary initiative in the United Kingdom. Here is a tongue-in-cheek snippet from his 1958 novel Anglo-Saxon Attitudes, which was his most popular work and, in the opinion of many, among his very best. Gerald Middleton was a man of mildly but persistently depressive temperament. Such men are not their best at breakfast, nor is the week before Christmas their happiest time. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for August 11th, 2017. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.